Hi, I'm James Montemagno, developer evangelist at Xamarin. And today we're going to see how you can build wearable applications for Apple Watch, Android Wear, and extend Microsoft Band, all using C# with Xamarin. First, we're going to take a look at the entire Xamarin platform to build out native iOS, Android, Mac, and Windows applications all in C# and Visual Studio. And then we'll see how to extend those applications for Apple Watch and Android Wear all in C#. Then we'll take a look at the brand new exciting SDK from Microsoft Band to extend any of your applications to integrate with the Band itself. And of course, I'll show you exactly where to get started. Now we're going to focus on the Xamarin platform, which is where you're using Visual Studio to build out native iOS, Android, Mac, and Windows applications all in Visual Studio, C# and .NET. Now what's great here is that you can use all of your favorite tools to now extend to great wearable devices. The Xamarin platform for mobile development is extremely unique. We enable you to build a shared C# backend, all of your platform-independent business logic, models, view models, SQL databases, RESTful service calls. And then we give you the tools right into Visual Studio to build out a native iOS, Android, and Windows user interface, all while sharing that shared C# backend, 50, 60, or 70% more of your code shared across all platforms. And this, of course, extends now over to wearables. You can still use your shared C# backend and tie in an Apple Watch, Android Wear, and integrate with Microsoft Band. We have great designers for Apple Watch built right into Visual Studio. And these are extensions of an existing iOS application. So you can design, integrate, and develop all of your applications, including Apple Watch, right in Visual Studio. And the same is true for Android Wear as well. Extend and add a companion application easily right inside of Visual Studio. Let's take a look right now on how to use Visual Studio to build Apple Watch and Android Wear applications all in C#. Here we are inside of Visual Studio 2015. Now, once you have Xamarin installed, you just hit File, New Project, and you'll see some Android and iOS project templates. Now, to get started with Apple Watch or Android Wear, you'll already want to have an iOS application or an Android application set up. You'll do that by selecting iPhone and creating a blank application or Android. Then you'll add an Android Wear application or an Apple Watch application, and the entire project setting will be set up for you. Now, I already have an application here called the Scott Hanselman application. It shows a series of blog entries and tweets that Scott's been up to. We can see in our Solution Explorer, we have our Android application and our Android Wear application. But let's first cover iOS. We have our iOS main application, which is a complete overview of everything Scott. And then we have a watch app and an extension. The watch app itself is the physical application running on the Apple Watch. And it only contains static files, such as storyboards, a complete overview of our application. The watch extension is a mini application running side by side your main iOS application. So you can see we have some shared code here, some tweets that are coming in as well. Now, in our Visual Studio Designer for iOS, you can build out your Apple Watch user interface directly inside of Visual Studio. If you want to add something such as a button, you can drag and drop it on. If you want to add code behind, simply double click and the code behind event will automatically be entered for you. Anything that you could do in a storyboard designer for iOS, you can do here, but just only with Apple Watch controls. You have a full property pane available to you, so you can modify anything that you'd like. Now, if we come back to our Android application, we can look at our main Android Wear application. Something that's unique about Android Wear and how it works is that it's a full-blown Android application running directly on the Android Wear device. If we take a look at one of the layouts, it's going to look very familiar to what we saw if you've ever built out an Android application. Here is our designer built right into Visual Studio. Again, a full toolbox available for you, such as laying down additional text. And of course, this is generating the Android XML code behind. Now, in this instance for the Hanselman application, we have the application running here on one of our devices. We can take a look at all of Scott's tweets. And if we pull up our actual Android Wear application running on a physical device, we can actually browse through all of Scott's tweets in real time. And it's just that simple to extend an existing application, all powered by C# right inside of Visual Studio with Xamarin. We just saw how to build out Apple Watch and Android Wear applications all in Visual Studio with C# and Xamarin. Now, those are companion applications, but Microsoft Band and its SDK gives you a unique experience to extend an existing application and read amazing sensor data from the Microsoft Band itself. Things like accelerometer, gyroscope, UV, and device contact information. In addition, there's also app tile support, so you can actually push messages from your actual phone application to the Microsoft Band. The simple sensor data gives you a nice async or waitifiable API to pull in sensor data with just a few lines of code. And then additionally, the simple messaging API enables you to send a message from your app to the band with just a single line of code. Let's see how to get started today integrating the Microsoft Band SDK into one of your existing applications. Here we are back in Visual Studio 2015. We've been building out our application and extending it with companion applications for Apple Watch and Android Wear. But what if we wanted to extend our current application running on the phones to integrate with Microsoft Band? Well, to get started, you'll notice in both our Android and iOS applications, there's a folder called Components. When you right-click and say Get More Components, this will open the Xamarin Component Store, a hand-curated list of amazing libraries for all of your Xamarin iOS, Android, and Windows applications. Simply type in Band, and you'll see the Microsoft Band SDK preview. She'll give you resources on how to get up and running. Now, I've already installed it here, so I can simply now double-click on the Microsoft Band SDK preview under the Components folder, and I get a full Getting Started guide of how to easily integrate into all of my iOS, Android, and Windows applications and connect to the sensors on any of these devices. The same is 100% true with my Android application. It's just that simple to download the SDK and get started integrating the Microsoft Band SDK in any of your mobile applications. Building Apple Watch, Android Wear, and integrating with Microsoft Band SDK are all part of the Xamarin platform. This is where you, as a C# .NET developer, are building out native iOS, Android, Mac, and Windows applications all in Visual Studio. But Xamarin is much more to that. In fact, we're your complete mobile solution, because it's not just about developing, it's also about testing. And that's where the Xamarin Test Cloud and UI tests come in, enabling you to build out automated user interface scripts for any of your iOS or Android applications. Run those scripts locally on a simulator or a device, or ship them to our test cloud, and test them on thousands of physical iOS and Android devices. But what about after you ship your applications to the store? How do you get feedback from your users, analytics, or crash reporting? Well, that's Xamarin Insights. With just one single line of code, you get managed and native crash reporting all in real time. And of course, we have the best platform for learning all of this with Xamarin University. Live interactive training where you become a full Xamarin certified mobile developer. You can get started today by going to xamarin.com, downloading and starting your free trial. Thank you for watching.